now a rugby match. 11 versus 10, and nothing much going there. Maybe a gain of two, maybe three, out to the 24-yard line. Flag on the play. As a hold against Ubley, so they're going to back that one up 10 yards.
No real room to run there. He sort of hit his offensive lineman trying to sneak through. Just nowhere to go there.
So 10 yards from the spot of the foul pushes them back all the way out to the 36-yard line with 9:49 left in the fourth quarter. The clock stands at 46-20, Ubley with a 26-point lead.
Taking Haig out of that wing tee is actually kind of big for Ubley. Maybe not necessarily every night getting 10, 12, 15 carries a game like Kavasi's in tonight, but he's a big body that tends to burst through that hole first and help clear a pathway for guys like Kavasi and Bland, and sometimes even, I think, Rakowski even getting a few carries, and he's a big hole opener there.
Ubley facing a 1st and 20 now from the Memphis 36-yard line. Sweeney keeps it for himself around the right side. He has room to run. He has the back to the original line of scrimmage, and then about 7 more yards. He's out to the 20-yard line before he's brought down. Spots has him on the 21. It's a gain of 15, but 5 more for our first down, so now it's 2nd and 5.
And just as we talk about that, other guys like Kirk Kavatsky stepping up, making a nice lead block, giving Sweeney an option to cut back up the middle and gain an extra 5 yards. Good work there by the Ubley offensive line.
2nd and 5 for the Bearcats at the 21-yard line of Memphis. 46-20, rain and all for the Ubley Bearcats with a 26-point lead. Sweeney leads his team up to the line of scrimmage. Memphis brings 10 men to the box. It's a handoff to the right side to Kavasi. He pushes forward, lunges forward, out to the 16-yard line. Very close to the first down marker. No word yet. And it is a first down. There's the signal. So they move the first down marker once more. Hold on a second. Yeah, there it is. The official almost called out for the chains, but they decided to give it to him. They must be a little wet out there as well. 16 yards to go for a score for Ubley. 1st and 10. 8:47 left in this one. 46-20. Ubley leads. At one point, it was Memphis with the lead. And all of a sudden, it's tied after the first quarter, 14-14. At halftime, it was 28-20.
It was a back and forth game, pretty much, for the first half. And all of a sudden, Ubley just exploded. And then even after the rain delay, they come out with even more fire. And I haven't looked back at all. Memphis just couldn't get it going starting the second half after that rain delay.
Bland, the ball carrier for the Bearcats on that 1st and 10, gets forward for about a yard, maybe two. Brings up a 2nd and 8 situation from the 15-yard line of Memphis in the red zone. Second and 8 now, 2nd and 9, whatever you'd like to call it, from the 15-yard line. For Ubley, they come up to the line of scrimmage, trying to take as much time off the clock, now down to 7 3/4 of a minute in the fourth quarter. It's a handoff to the left side. On the bottom of the pile, number 5, Kirk Kavasi. It's really not much going, about a yard, maybe two. Brings up 3rd and 5 now at the 12-yard line.
He ran into the senior lineman, Garrett Bell, filling the hole and not letting him go anywhere.
3rd and 5 situation from the 12-yard line for Ubley. This one pretty much nearly in hand. This is as a matter of running out the clock now. 4-possession game for Memphis. Sweeney under center. Waiting for the back judge to signal 10 seconds left in the play clock. And this is a handoff right up the right side. Lunges for the end zone, in fact. Had me faked out.
I think Tyler Brandle got his first carry of the night.
That's a new number for me, regardless.
5-yard line. First and goal for the
number 14 indeed did have that. Tyler Brandle, that's his first carry on the night. Brings now a 1st and goal situation after a gain of 7 on the play. They're at the 5-yard line. T formation, working off the right hash. 5 yards to go for a score for Ubley. 6:20 left in the game. 46-20, Ubley leads. And it's a handoff right up the middle. Untouched is number 12, Bland. And touchdown, Ubley. 5 yard scamper for Bland makes the game now into the 50s. 52-20, Ubley leads. And they're going to be going for a two-point conversion pretty quick here.
Right up the middle, untouched. The line just separated the D-line. Untouched. Linebackers nowhere to be found. We're guessing maybe Sweeney, maybe Kabatsky take it to the outside. Guess completely wrong. Easy hole and easy score there. Nice run for Brian Bland.
And Memphis calls a timeout before the two-point conversion. Not quite sure what that's all about. Trying not to give up two more points, apparently.
Either that or they did not have enough players on the field.
That could be more likely.
The only thing I can think of.
While you're tuned to WIW, we're going to take a quick break right now. It's 52-20. Ubley leads by 32.
Custom is a lifestyle choice, a decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own, the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors, that's what D&M Cabinet is all about, customizing things that work for you. Are you ready for a change? Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them online at dnmcabinet.com. D&M Cabinets would also like to wish the Ubley Bearcats good luck in their game against Memphis. Go Bearcats!
Ubley now going for the two-point conversion after a Memphis timeout. Sweeney under center. Hands it off to the left side, up to the number of
14, Tyler Brandle.
14, Brandle getting his second carry of the night. Caught up short. Two-point conversion is no good.
Number 59, Jacob Schick, not fooled at all.
You're tuned to WIW. We're going to take another quick break. You're tuned to the WIW Sports Game of the Week. It's 52-20, Ubley with a 32-point lead. 6 minutes remain in the fourth.
Fall is a time for football, a time for hunting, a time for back to school, and time for a new phone with the tremendous back to school savings at Thumb Cellular.
Yee-haw!
That's right, it's back to school savings at Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Pick up a Samsung Adore and an LG Samba or LG Prestige free on only a 1-year contract. Are you ready to step up to a Thumb Cellular smartphone? Get an HTC Desire Android smartphone free with just a 1-year agreement and take advantage of a reduced smartphone data plan, just $20. Many other phone specials are available, and if you sign up now, Thumb Cellular will double your minutes when you upgrade or add a line to your account. And those minutes will be doubled as long as you have a plan. Terms of service apply. Now is the time to upgrade to a Thumb Cellular phone and service from your only locally owned cellular provider, Thumb Cellular. With locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
I'll be ready to kick this one off after the additional score. Now a 32-point lead. Hands it on. Hayes brings it in. Fumble! A fumble on the play. And it's still loose at the 22-yard line.
Almost got it.
Ubley has it. Hayes was coming down, but got it punched out at the last second. I blame the weather on that one. Just a hot potato out there. And now the wind is almost switching to the northeast. We're starting to get a little bit of breeze in here. It feels pretty good suddenly. And Ubley does recover it.
Guy doing it all tonight, Brian Bland, making the recovery. I think he might have been the guy that punched it out as well. Good play there on special teams by Brian.
It's now Ubley ball with a 32-point lead. Running clock is 35 in the second half.
It is coming down.
It is coming down. That's a 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah, sheets of rain right now.
Ubley starts there with a very, very, very short field at the 21-yard line of Memphis. Sweeney's still under center. At the handoff to Bland, he has room to run and finally is stopped by the safety valve at the 15-yard line.